发现连接世界的入口。Interesting
story today. 发现英语学习的秘密。
Hello, everyone, 大家好。
十年英语教学，专业中外团队，听说读写练，全方位课程设计，经典口语，地道发音，最简语法，听力阅读。英语 PK 台，有趣的免费英语课，带你精雕细刻学英语。
第三个连读技巧叫 omission，
为每一个学英语的你打造的专属课堂。北京外语广播 FM92.3， 周一到周日5-2点晚10点，微信公众号英语 PK 台，每日课堂文本推送，全国听友直播互动，海量学习干货免费下载。
Welcome and enjoy the show。
攻克语言，连接世界，
学英语靠自己，这里有良师，这里有益友，与懒惰分道扬镳，与学习相濡以沫。
Practice makes perfect. Let's go.
英语 PK 台，一起学起来。朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶。欢迎大家收听今天的英语美文，欢迎是我们的嘉宾 Julie 老师。
Hello everyone, happy Mondays.
依然是微笑着问候各位同学们周一好，欢迎大家在周一的下午呢和我们一起来聆听 PK 故事会。今天啊 Julie 老师为我们挑选这篇文章呢，是来自一位非常具有才华的华裔美籍华裔的科幻作家啊，他的英文名叫做 Ken Liu, in Chinese, 刘宇坤。
Yeah, so you wonder maybe like, okay, we're going to discuss a story of a Chinese writer, but I thought this channel was for improving my English.
Huh?
Well, actually, this guy is Chinese, but he grew up in the States, in America, where he is very, very famous. So over there, he obviously went to an English-speaking school and he lived in an English-speaking environment. So that's why he's very good at writing in English, of course.
那这位作家呢，其实他的本职行业呢是程序设计员和律师。Mm-hmm. 业余的时候呢，从事一些科幻小说 ,science fiction 和 poem, 诗歌的写作。
Yeah, Jingjing just now, she kind of summarizes his style, his writing style as soft science fiction. I like that one.
他写作的这种科幻呢不像是硬科幻哈，比较像是软科幻。
Yeah.
2012年的他的这篇小说手中指心中爱，也就是今天的名字
Paper Menagerie，
获得了雨果奖的最佳短篇故事奖和星云奖的最佳短篇故事奖。可能同学们不大熟悉这两个奖项，但这两个奖项呢相当于是科幻界的 Nobel Prize 和 Oscar 奥斯卡，诺贝尔奖和奥斯卡之称。
Yeah. Also, this one actually reminded me a lot of the book The Life of Pi a bit.
Yeah.
Because it's very real, but it's also not real because it's basically impossible what happens in the story. But still, the emotions that are written in it and the situations the guy finds himself in are very, very realistic. So it's a masterpiece, a real masterpiece, I'd say.
好，刚才呢简单介绍了一下这位作者，我们来了解一下今天这个故事讲的是个什么内容哈。翻译成中文啊，这个片名叫做手中指心中爱。我看到有的日文版也叫做折纸动物园。
Yeah, indeed. It's a Japanese style, like called origami, actually. And usually in Japan, people make, from paper, they make animals or people or other, like, life-like, things to play with. So, like, this story is about a boy who, together with his Chinese mother and American father, lives in America. Well, over there, his mom makes him a paper menagerie. That means that by origami, she makes of paper, she makes him a whole zoo. She makes him all kinds of animals to play with.
这个文章的名字呢就是讲到折纸动物园哈，讲的就是一位妈妈，一位母亲啊，有非常神奇的折纸术。她灵巧的双手呢不仅能折出一个动物园，她轻轻一吹啊，这个玩具呢还能赋予他们生命啊。其实这个故事讲述的就是在美国的中国移民的一代与二代之间的一种文化冲突。 啊，这位少年呢，因为叛逆和钝感而错过了深沉母爱的一个故事，主要是以亲情来写文化。平时的家庭生活情景呢，真情实感，让人读来是格外的触动人心。
Yeah, Jack grows up in between two cultures. At home, he has Chinese food, plays with Chinese toys, and speaks Chinese with his mom. But outside, he has to, like, follow classes in English, has American kids around him, so he feels like he doesn't fit in. He doesn't feel like he's part of their group, and he really wants to be part of their group.But on the other hand, the other children really don't accept him because he's the one of the only Chinese kids in class, so they bully him a bit.
是，移民二代嘛，在一个陌生的环境当中呢，很难找到这种自己的身份认同感，所以产生了一些尴尬。而这种尴尬呢，让这个不经世事的少年啊，把这个怨气呢，全部就转嫁到了母亲的中国血统上。啊，他认为母亲的这个中国血统让他在孩子们面前，在同龄人面前非常没有面子。
Yeah.He really feels embarrassed for his mother because his mother cannot speak English. And his mother is like, he's kind of blaming her for not fitting in the crowd, which is of course silly to do because it's not her fault. But still, as a kid, you need something to blame, right? And the worst thing that can happen to you is actually being...Like, not part of the group of popular kids.
后来母亲啊，就因为不幸呢，因病早逝了啊。可是这个孩子呢，那个时候还依然一直在关心着啊，我怎么样去追寻自己那种美国式的幸福的生活啊，真正的成为一个美国人。直到在多年后的某个清明节，清明 festival, 他意外地发现了这个折纸盒当中母亲啊，其实当年还留给他了一封信。
Yes, his mother has written him a letter inside one of his favorite toy, one of the animals from the paper menagerie.
我们熟悉的科幻作家刘慈欣呢，是评价Ken Liu 的作品呢，是科学幻想和中华文化的一种完美的融合。那很好，咱们就在今天的课堂当中呢，一起来感受一下这篇手中纸和心中爱。
One of my earliest memories...Starts with me sobbing.
Sobbing, S-O-B-B-I-N-G, 啊，就是啜泣和哭泣的意思啊。
Yeah, it's like crying like kids do. They cry real loud and then they stop, they pause, and then they start again, and then they pause, and then they start again.
小朋友的哭泣就是那种
Yeah,
抽泣啊
，like that.
啜泣啊。说我这人生当中啊，最早的一段记忆的片段呢，是开始于一次哭泣。
I refused to be soothed.No matter what mom and dad tried.
好 ,soothe, 新单词 S-O-O-T-H, 它的意思呢是安抚和安慰。
Yeah, to comfort.
就是无论爸爸妈妈啊 ,no matter what mom and dad tried, 无论爸爸妈妈尝试什么方式我都拒绝接受他们安慰我。
Yeah, so you can imagine, mom and dad were very, very hopeless. They thought, oh, what to do with this kid?
而且说明这个孩子本身也是非常有个性。
Mm-hmm. Eventually,Mom took me into the kitchen and sat me down at the breakfast table.
最后 eventually, Mama took me into the kitchen. 妈妈把我带进了厨房，让我呢坐在这个早餐桌旁。
看看 she said.
看看应该是 Chinese.
You guess what that means?
肯定是 Chinese 了，说看看 she said.
I stopped crying.And watched her.
这时候我就停下哭泣了，好奇地看着她。
Curious.
Curious. 好奇的。
She turned a piece of old wrapping paper over and folded it again.
好，我们来看这几个搭配。第一 ,turned something over.
Yeah. To turn over is to take something and like turn it to the other side, to flip it over, so to say.
翻转 ,turn over. A piece of old...叫 wrapping paper, 就是包装纸、
mm-hmm.
把一张旧的包装纸呢翻转过来然后呢叫
fold it、yeah.
折叠起来
She pleated, packed, tucked, rolled, and twisted until the paper disappeared between her cupped hands
哇这几个动词写的是非常的形象了哈
These are a lot of verbs
对这个 pleated 就是打褶
Yeah,、
啊、
to pleat that means to make pleats in a cloth that means to make folds in a cloth or in a piece of paper.
Pack 就是压紧啊 ,folded up 就是啊不是、这个 tucked 就是折叠然后 rolled 就是卷边然后呢还有什么 twisted 就是扭转。
Yeah. Until the paper disappeared between her cupped hands.
啊直到这张纸完全就在她的双手间啊消失了。
Yeah, so cupped hands, if you put your hands together, like to the side, each side is touching each other, and you form your hands into a cup, into a sort of one, where you, that means to cup your hands. So if my hands are doing this, then they are cupped.
对 cupped hands 指的就是一个捧起来的手啊，在他的捧起来的手间呢就消失了。
Then,She lifted the folded up paper packet to her mouth and blew into it.
Folded up 就是折叠起来的纸团。Packed to 放到呢她的嘴边。然后 blew into it. Blew 就是 blow, 就是吹的意思。哎放到纸边呢吹了口气儿。
Like a balloon.
就像吹气球里面一样吹气一样。
看 she said. 老虎。
对这是妈妈说的中文了。妈妈说看。是个老虎。
Suddenly, a little paper tiger stood on the table.
啊，突然间啊，就有这么一个小老虎，哎，就站在了桌子上了。
The size of two fists placed together.
Fists 是拳头，好像啊，就像两个拳头那么大的小老虎，一个小纸老虎就站在了桌子上。
I reached out to mom's creation.
Reached out 就是伸手去够。够妈妈的这个 creation, 妈妈创造出来的这个小家伙。
Its tail twitched.
Twitched, 就是抽动。
Yeah, to make a very quick movement, to twitch.
只见它的尾巴抽动了一下。好读到这里我们会发现它就是一个 science fiction 了对吧、就是它的科幻元素出现了。
Yeah, here we realize that it's definitely a very science fiction story.、
Twitched, 尾巴抽动一下。然后呢
And it pounced playfully at my finger.
叫 pounced, 就是扑了过来哈。
Yeah, to pounce, it means to push with your hand, like feel short, like as if you punch someone, but then a little bit softer, to pounce.
所以我们看跟着这样的文章还可以学到不少的新单词。Playfully, 就是非常顽皮的啊玩耍般的就朝我的指尖啊手指方向啊就扑了过来。
Roar, sha.
哈，老虎的叫声了。
It growled.
Growl 是咆哮。
The sound somewhere between a cat and rustling newspapers.
好，说这个咆哮的声音啊 ,somewhere between, 它有点像什么和什么之间的声音。第一像猫叫，第二像一个 rustling newspaper, 像报纸啊沙沙作响的声音。
Yeah, if newspapers are rustling, they make...A noise as if they are moved, like leaves move or like paper moves when you touch it.
It makes sense because it's a paper tiger.
Definitely. So paper tiger obviously makes noise similar to paper, right?
Yes.
I laughed.
哎呀，我笑了起来。
Startled.
也被吓了一跳。
And stroked its back with an index finger.
Stroke its back, 就是什么呀
To pet.
对就是撸猫啊同学们哈 Stroke one's back, 就是撸猫啊轻轻的轻抚它的背 with an, 什么
Index finger.
知道你的食指怎么说吗
Yeah.
叫 index finger.
An index finger is the finger you use to point at something, which is very impolite, of course, if you do that to a person.At my request,
在我的要求之下
Mom also made a goat.
妈妈又用包装纸啊做了一只山羊
A deer.
一只鹿
And a water buffalo.
还有一只水牛
Out of wrapping paper.
Out of 全是用什么什么来做的
I didn't know this at the time.
就是在那一会儿啊我当时呢根本没有理解到这一点
But Mom's kind was special.
怎么说叫 mom's kind was special 是妈妈这一类人、
yeah. That means yeah people like my mother mom's kind
是妈妈这样的一类人啊是特非常特别的
This was her magic
这就是她的神奇所在
Mark one of the neighborhood boys
好 下面我们来转述描述一下和形容一下这个孩子的生活是怎么样的，他和同龄人之间的生活。一位叫马克，那男孩呢是邻居家的。
Came over years after mom gave me 老虎and the other animals.
哦 ,years, 那就是说在妈妈给我做纸老虎的几年以后吧。
Yeah.
这个包括那些动物园的动物啊，就几年以后了啊，这个小男孩马克呢就来到了我家里。
Show me your toys, he said.
小男孩嘛啊，肯定要到还到同龄人家里去，会想看看对方的玩具是什么，对不对？来，让我看看你的玩具吧，他说。
I didn't have any toys.Except my paper menagerie.
对呀、啊、除了我的那些折纸动物园，我倒也没有什么其他的玩具了。
老虎 was now very worn.
Worn here, 等于破旧了。
Yeah, it was very old and unused. Like, you could see that people had been playing with him dozens of times.
对呀、啊、我的老虎啊，现在已经非常的破旧了。
Patched all over with tape and glue.
哦、patched 是打满了补丁、到处 all over 都打满了补丁 with tape 就是胶带 glue 和胶水
evidence of the years of repairs mom and I had done on him
他们就是一些证据什么证据呢 evidence of the years of repairs 多年来啊妈妈和我怎么样对他进行的修修补补的痕迹啊
Yeah, I had a doll like that when I was a kid. My mother had to make it every time. She had to repair it, patch it, and I took it everywhere. I still have it, actually.
我小时候也是有一个 doll, 洋娃娃、啊 可是那上面呢全是针眼
yeah.
让我给扎的、啊、这小时候要当医生嘛是吧给扎的全是针眼啊我们的玩具小时候都挺可怜的。
小老虎I said, and stopped.
啊，其实还挺可爱的哈、啊。他这么说中文的时候，
yeah, it's pretty cute.
对，然后我就脱口而出说是小老虎。I said and stopped. 然后停了下来，切换到了英语。
I switched to English. This is tiger.
这是只老虎。
That doesn't look like a tiger at all.
这根本不像老虎吧
？Your mom makes toys for you.From trash?
你妈妈用垃圾给你做玩具呀。From trash, 用什么
?I had never thought of 老虎 as trash.
可是我却从未想过老虎是垃圾呀。
老虎 was insulted too, and growled, and leaped at Mark's face.
当然老虎呢也觉得自己受到了侮辱 insulted.
Yeah, he felt insulted. He was like, trash!I'm not trash, I'm gonna attack you.
就是,我是垃圾,你才是垃圾,你们全家都是垃圾,是吧? And growled, growl 就是咆哮着, leaped at, 跳跃,跳上了马克的脸。
Mark screamed.
哎呀,马克这个时候尖叫了起来。
More out of fear and surprise than pain.
Out of something, 就是出于啊。
Yeah, because of something, out of something.
Because of something, out of something. 更多是出于恐惧吧,还有惊讶,还有害怕。
老虎 was only made of paper after all.
毕竟 after all, 这只老虎呢,是用纸来做的。
Mark grabbed 老虎。
马克抓住老虎。
And crumpled him in his hand.
Crumble 这个词真的是一种摧毁哈、啊、是什么、yeah. 把什么东西纸啊揉成一团叫 crumple.
Yeah, he put it in his hands and like pressed his hands to each other. So, 老虎 was actually getting hurt. He was like getting damaged.
抓住老虎用手把它揉成一团然后呢
And tore him in half.
哎呀真是的 tore 等于 tear 的过去式撕。撕碎了撕烂了把它撕成了两半
Here's your stupid cheap Chinese garbage
这个小男孩说话挺 mean 的挺刻薄的
yeah, He's very mean I really don't like this kid
对其实我们都知道小孩应该是比较纯真的、啊、
Children are very very cruel Like they are very Yeah, mean to each other.
但是有些小孩子、身上还是有一些人性的恶提早的显露了出来。
Yeah, yeah. It's really remarkable the differences between children. Like, and honestly, children also copy their parents usually.
对，不然为什么校园当中有这么多的霸凌呢？
Mm-hmm.
你看这位马克，他说了一句什么样的话？他说
Here's your stupid cheap Chinese garbage.
这就是你那愚蠢又廉价的中国垃圾。
After Mark left, I spent a long time trying without success.
马克离开以后，我花了很长的时间 long time trying, 一直在试着呀，把这些碎片呢，怎么样？
To tape together the pieces.
Tape 在这里就做动词了，就是用什么，用什么东西，用胶带粘什么，把这些碎片呀粘在一起。
Smooth out the paper.
Smooth out, 把什么东西展平，把这个纸呢展平，但是没成功。
And follow the creases to refold 老虎。
Follow 的这个 creases 就是折痕，来 refold, 重新折叠老虎。就按照啊妈妈当时的那个折痕来重新把它折起来。
Yeah, he wanted to make 老虎 anew based on the example of his mother.
Without success, 没有成功。
Slowly,The other animals came into the living room and gathered all around us.
慢慢的，其他的动物们呢，也来到了 living room, 起居室，同时 gather around us, 聚集在了我们身边。
Me and the torn wrapping paper that used to be 老虎。
哦，说的是我们，我们指的就是我和那只 torn 的，已经被撕成碎片的包装纸，当然，那曾经是老虎啊。
To comfort us,
来安慰我们。
But I was left defeated and empty.
这个 I was left 是一个很好的句型，就是我此时此刻已经被处于一种什么样的状态当中。
Yeah, I felt a certain way. I was left, etc, etc. Usually that is like with something sad or something else like miserable.
被什么事情和情境呢给丢弃或者是抛弃在一种什么样的状态中，就是 defeated, 挫败感和 empty 和空虚感，这种挥之不去的状态中。
The following days, it turned out that my fight with Mark was not over yet.
Following days, 就是接下来的几天呢、
mm-hmm.
It turned out,事实表明，事实证明，我和马克之间的这场战斗啊 ，my fight with Mark was not over yet， 其实并未就此结束。
Mark was popular at school.
Popular at school， 说马克在学校还挺受欢迎的。
I came home that Friday at the end of the first 2 weeks of the school year.
First 2 weeks of the school year.就是新学年开学后的第二周的周五，是吧？周五呢，我就放学回家了。I came home.
Depressed.
非常沮丧。
Silent.
沉默着。
Refusing to talk to anyone.
拒绝和任何人交谈。
Especially my mother.
尤其是妈妈。
Even though I had never told him what happened in school, my dad...seem to understand.
虽然我从未告诉过父亲到底学校发生了什么样的事情，但是 my dad seemed to understand.
Yeah, it looked like my dad actually understood what was going on.
爸爸似乎呢明白了 一切。
You knew that this was going to happen someday. What did you expect? My dad said to mom.
爸爸对妈妈说了一句这样的话，他说，你知道，这样的事情啊，迟早有一天会发生的，不然你还想怎样呢？ What did you expect? 你还期待他，你还期待你的孩子在学校里不受欺负吗？是不是？这种是迟早会发生的。
Mom dropped her hands to her side.
这个时候妈妈是把自己的双手 dropped her hands to her side. Side 是身边。把双手啊就垂在了自己的身边。
She sat,
就坐在那里。
Looking from dad to me and back to dad again.
看看爸爸又看看我然后又看看爸爸。
She tried to speak, stopped and tried again.
试图说点什么但是又停了下来欲言又止又再次试图要说点什么。
And stopped again.
然后他又停了下来。
Jack needs to fit in. He can't if you keep speaking Chinese to him.
好，我们来看这个单词。杰克需要什么？需要 fit in. F-I-T-I-N.
Yeah, to fit in, that means to become part of a certain group. Usually to become part of the majority of people. To be just like everyone else and to feel accepted as one of the group members.
对了，这个 fit in 的意思呢，就是融入。对于杰克这个小男孩来说，什么是融入啊？融入自己的环境啊，融入自己的生存环境啊，融入这个周围全是美国人的地方啊。杰克是需要融入的，所以 he can't, 他不能，如果你持续跟他讲中文的话，意思就是说中文的这个 exposure 会影响到他的一种新身份的建立。
It influences him too much if you keep on speaking Chinese to him. That's what he says. So wrong, actually.
对，如果他持续在这个环境中学说中文，受到中国文化的影响的话，那么他将很难融入到自己的年轻人的同龄人的群体里。
Mom looked at him.
这个时候，妈妈看着爸爸。
If I say love, I feel here. She pointed to her lips.
妈妈说了句这样的话，她说如果我说英文单词 love, 我的感觉在这里。这个时候他指了指自己的嘴唇。
If I say I feel here. She put her hand over her heart.
如果我用中文说爱这个字，我的感觉是在这里。这个时候他一只手放在了自己心脏的位置。Put her hand over her heart.
That makes a lot of sense. I mean,Saying, like talking about your emotions is always more easy in your native language. So, especially when it comes to love, I guess.
妈妈很诚实啊，她告诉爸爸说，如果我用英文说，英文单词说爱呢，只是我的嘴唇说了。但是如果我用中文说爱的话，我的心里能感觉到爱。
Dad shook his head.
爸爸却摇了摇头。
You are in America.
你这是在美国啊。
And I want some real toys, I said.
我又紧跟着爸爸的话，我就说了一句，我说，我要一些真正的玩具。
Later that evening,
那天晚上晚些时候，
I packed the paper menagerie in a large shoebox and put it under the bed.
好，这个举动非常的重要，这算是人生啊，成长的一个转折点。这个孩子呢， packed the paper menagerie, 这个 pack 的就是
Yeah, 包装。
包装。
Like, yeah, you put everything in a box or in a suitcase. That means to pack. In a large shoe box.
在一个大大的鞋盒里，我把这些折纸动物园全部装进去了，然后把它们
put it under the bed.
鞋盒放在了床底下。意思就是说，这些东西 I'm not gonna need it. 我再也不会需要了。所以 that's it, 就放在那里吧，把它等于是束之高阁了，就封存了起来，从此以后就不玩这些了，也就等于 say goodbye to her Chinese.
Yeah, he says goodbye to his Chinese heritage right there.
他就用这个举动呢，彻彻底底的与自己的这个中国的根，中国的叫做血统吧，做了一次告别。
Yeah.He wants to have nothing to do with it anymore.
对，他想要真正的玩具，他想要同龄的孩子们所能玩的东西，被他们所认可的玩具。
Then the day came that Dad and I stood by the side of Mom, lying on the hospital bed. If Mom spoke to me in Chinese, I refused to answer her.
同时，如果妈妈如果用中文跟我说话的话 ，I refuse to answer her. 我会拒绝回答她。
After a while, she tried to use more English.
所以过了一段时间呢，她只好开始尝试着 use more English, 更多的讲英语了。
But her accent and broken sentences embarrassed me.
哎呀，但是她那个口音吧 ,accent, 和那些非常破碎的、不完整的那些结结巴巴的磕磕碎碎的表达呢，让我非常的尴尬，叫 broken sentences.
Yeah, if you speak in broken sentences, you don't really finish your sentences. You just stop in between, you pause a lot, and you don't really make a lot of sense when you talk.
说也说不清楚啊，嗯啊啊的啊，让这个小孩感觉非常的尴尬。
I tried to correct her.
我也试图纠正她了。
Eventually, she stopped speaking altogether if I were around.
结果最后是什么？结果最后是，如果我在，那么她就不说话，一声不吭。Eventually, she stopped speaking together, altogether.If I were around.
She saw that I was annoyed and stopped.
而且只要她看到我啊那种 annoyed, 非常恼火的样子。
Yeah, I felt I was like, yeah, she felt that I was annoyed. She felt that I was fed up with it. I was just like, Mom, why can't you speak normal? Why can't you speak properly English?
对，她也不知道，其实对于一个移民来说的话，真正要把这个语言学好其实是非常难的。
Yeah,
不像小孩那么容易。
Definitely. Because also, when you're a parent, your job is also to be a parent, and maybe at the side she also was working and doing the household, etc. So, yeah, studying on the side of that is definitely very difficult. Where does she find the time?
对，对于移民一代来说呢，在一个陌生的环境里习得语言不是不可能，但是进度确实没有那么快，也不像二代一样，不像二代那么学起来这么的容易。
Indeed, indeed. But then, the day came that Dad and I stood by the side of Mom, lying on the hospital bed.
然后我们全家呢迎来了这么样的一天，爸爸和我都站在医院的病床前 ,lying on the hospital bed, 躺在病床上的妈妈身边 ,stood by the side of mom, lying on the hospital bed.
For years, she had refused to go to the doctor for the pain inside her that she said was no big deal.
For years, 多年以来呀，她自己呢一直忍受着身体内的疼痛啊 ,for the pain inside her, 但是呢却始终拒绝去看医生 ,refused to go to the doctor. 为什么 ?She said it was no big deal. 她说哎没大事儿啊，不是什么大事儿，但其实确实是个大事儿。
It was cancer.
是癌症。
No cure could help.
不治之症。No cure, 没有任何的治疗方法 could help.
Jack, if
妈妈刚刚喊到她的名字，说 Jack, if 还没说完
，She was caught up in a fit of coughing and could not speak for some time.
Caught up 就是被什么东西给阻止了，给打断了。
Yeah. Something else interrupted her speaking or whatever she was doing. To be caught up at something, if something yeah catches up on you, then you are interrupted in what you are doing or saying.
大家看啊，这些在生活中描写我们动作的啊，身体动作的短语非常好。一阵咳嗽叫做 a fit of something, a fit of coughing, a fit, F-I-T of coughing,
yeah,
a fit of coughing,
an attack of coughing,
就是一阵阵的这种、
yeah.
不停的咳啊咳，刚说两个字就开始不停的咳。
And she could not speak for some time.
然后咳完以后，哎呀，要缓好长一段时间啊，才能够继续说话。
If I don't make it, don't be too sad and hurt your health. Focus on your life.
妈妈对她说 ,If I don't make it, make it. 就是如果我没有能够挺过去的话 ,don't be too sad.你不要太伤心啊，因为这样的话 ,and hurt your health, 会有损你的健康。
Focus on your life.
专注于你自己的生活吧。
Just keep that box you have in the attic with you. And every year, at Qingming, just take it out and think about me.
说孩子呀，你呢，我就嘱托你一件事情。Just keep the box you have in the attic.Attic 就是阁楼上的，你就把你放在阁楼上的那个盒子呢，把它保存好，让它永远啊待在你的身边。每年清明的时候啊 ，at Qingming, just take it out and think about me, 就把它拿出来想想我就好。
I'll be with you always.
这样的话，妈妈就永远在你身边。
She died soon after.
说完不久，妈妈很快就离开了人世。
The paper animals did not move since.
从那以后啊，那些折纸动物呢，就再也没有动过了。别忘了，妈妈在的时候吹口气，他们是能动的。
Yeah.
但是这个时候，那些动物就再也没有动过了。
Perhaps whatever magic had animated them stopped when mom died.
哦，可能是妈妈去世的时候用了什么魔法吧。Whatever magic that animated them. Animated 就是使什么什么东西动化起来。可能是施了魔法，让他们不再动了。
Or, perhaps, I had only imagined that these paper constructions were once alive.
或者是不是，是我自己的想象吧。Perhaps I had only imagined that. 是我自己想象他们曾经在我的面前活灵活现吧。好，这里叫做 these paper constructions, 叫做纸做的什么建筑 were once alive.Yeah.所以他不知道是为什么，是妈妈施了魔法让他们不再动了呢，还是以前的活灵活现只是我的一种幻觉。
Yeah, was it mom's magic? Or did I just imagine it? Was it real? I don't know. It was the first weekend in April.
妈妈去世后两年以后啊，这个 two years after mom's death.
Yeah.、
两年以后的一个四月的周末，
I was home.
我待在家里。
Lazily flipping through the TV channels.
这个动作也挺生活化的。大家想想自己在家里懒洋洋的切换着电视频道的那种动作，就叫做 lazily flipping. Flipping 就是各种调各种调换。
Yeah. So you use your remote control and then you constantly change your channel if you are flipping through your TV channels.
就来回选台跳台的这个动作叫做 flip.FLP, flipping through the TV channels.
Then, a rustle.
突然间，一阵 rustle, 沙沙的声音啊，传入我的耳朵。
I looked up and saw that a ball of wrapping paper and torn tape was on the floor next to the bookshelf.
这个时候我就抬起头来哈 ,looked up. 我发现啊，有一个 ball of wrapping paper, 有一个一团包装纸 and a torn tape, 和那个撕下来的胶带呢 was on the floor, 就待在那个书架旁边的地板上。
I walked over to pick it up for the trash.
完了我就走过去 walked over, 把它们捡起来 pick it up for the trash, 准备就把它们丢进垃圾桶了。这个时候
The ball of paper shifted.
这个纸团忽然间 shifted,移动了一下
unfurled itself.
Unfurl, furl 是什么？
Yeah, to unroll, to unwrap, to expose.
就是展开了、
mm-hmm.
叫 unfurled itself. 自己就展开了。
And I saw that it was 老虎。
我看到了，那不就是那只老虎吗？
Who I hadn't thought aboutIn a very long time.
我的记忆里啊，好久好久好久都没有再想起他了。
Roar, shot.
Ow, 他还是发出了一声熟悉的叫声。
Mom must have put him back together after I had given up.
哎呀，这么看来的话，那妈妈一定是当年 put him back together, 把他什么？把他复原了，叫 put him back together.After I had given up, 当时我不是马克给他撕碎了以后，我不是要尝试复原吗？结果没复原，就肯定是当年妈妈把他给复原了。
He was smaller than I remembered.
而且吧，他现在看上去的样子是怎么着呢？是
smaller,
看着好像就怎么这小了一些。
Or maybe it was just...That back then, my fists were smaller.
或者是不是当年那会儿我的拳头比现在小啊？反正感觉这小老虎小了一些。
I sat down on the floor.
这个时候我就坐在地板上。
And reached out a finger.
来，再次这个词 reached out, 就是伸出。 所以伸出手指可以说 reached out a finger， 我就伸出了一根手指。嘿，
老虎's tail twitched，
老虎的尾巴呀，这个时候就嘿，刺啦一下就抽动了一下。
And he pounced playfully，
再次出现了这个短语 pounced playfully， 就是调皮的就扑了过来。
I laughed，
我又笑了。
Stroking his back，
还是个当年的动作，一模一样，轻抚着他的背啊。这个时候撸猫哈、啊，撸猫模式开启。
老虎 purred under my hand，
啊，这个词很可爱 ，purr 的就是那个咕噜咕噜的叫声哈、啊。
Yeah， to make that rolling sound that cats make when they are happy and satisfied。
对，撸过猫的朋友们都知道哈、啊，小猫猫、小猫咪们非常开心、快乐、满足的时候，他们的喉咙里会发出咕噜咕噜咕噜的声音， mm-hmm. 叫 purred under my hand 啊，小老虎啊被撸得非常的开心啊。
How have you been, old buddy？
哎呀，一个非常亲切的问候哈 ，How have you been 哈，老朋友过得怎么样啊？
老虎 stopped playing，
这个时候老虎就停下了他的咕噜声
，and proceeded to unfold himself。
proceeded to do something 就是继续做某事
，yeah， to continue to do something。
继续呢 ，unfold himself 就是把自己给展开了啊，这一幕情景还是挺神奇的。
I had never learned to read Chinese, but I knew the characters for sun, and they were at the top corner of the piece of paper Lao Hu was made of.
好，说这句话这个意思，就是说我呢倒是从来也没有过学过去 read Chinese， 去学过中文或者是读中文，没有系统的学习过，但是我怎么着呢，也认识儿子这俩汉字儿。I knew the characters 汉字 for son 儿子这两个字的汉字，这我还认识。他们就在哪儿呢 ？At the top corner， 在那个纸的上角 of the piece of paper Lao Hu was made of， 就在折成纸老虎的那张纸的上角啊，赫然写着儿子两个字。
I went to the computer to check the internet。
于是我就赶紧上电脑哈，在互联网上查了一下。
Today。Was Qingming.
Oh, 原来今天是清明节。
I rushed outside and asked a Chinese tourist on the street to help me read the rest.
然后我赶紧就冲到屋外呀，哎呀，在街上找了一位中国的游客来帮我读完啊这张纸上剩余的汉字。To help me read the rest. Rest what?
The rest of the letter written in Lao Hu.
对了。因为这个老虎呢等于说自己在他面前展开了。
嗯哼。
他其实展开的是什么呀，是一封信。是这封妈妈当年留给他的信。而且今天正好就是清明节。
It was a letter written by my mother.
确实这是母亲当年写的一封信。
Son, we haven't talked in a long time.
妈妈写道，儿子啊。我们很久没有谈过了。
So, I decided to write to you.
于是呢，我决定要写信给你。
I'm going to write in one of the paper animals I made for you that you used to like so much.
我呀，要把这封信呢，写在你曾经非常喜爱我为你做的一个折纸动物上。The paper animals I made for you that you used to 是过去常常做某事，过去特别喜欢的。
I was so happy when you were born.
当你出生的时候，我非常的开心。
And I looked into your face and saw shades of my mother, my father, and myself.
Look into your face 是指啊，仔仔细细的看着一个人的脸。当我看着你的脸的时候，我真的在你的脸上看到了我的父亲、我的母亲和我自己的影子。
I had lost my entire family.
Lost, 失去 entire, 全部。我失去了我的整个家庭。
Everything I ever knew and loved.
以及我所知道的和喜爱的一切，我全部都失去了。
But there you were.
但是你来了。
And your face was proof that they were real.
你来了，你的脸呢？ 就像是那些我曾经拥有但现在已经失去的一切真实存在过的证据一样。
I hadn't made them up.
Made something up 的意思是编造
yeah,
对不对
to make a story that is not real, but you fantasize it, you imagine it.
他看着孩子的脸啊，他觉得这一切不是梦，对吧、
mm-hmm.
是真的，他有一种什么非常 happy, 非常幸福的感觉。
Son, I know that you do not like your Chinese eyes.
孩子呀，我也知道啊，你呢不喜欢你的 Chinese eyes, 中国眼睛。
Which are my eyes?
可那是我的眼睛啊。
I know that you do not like your Chinese hair.
我也知道你不喜欢你的中国头发。
Which is my hair.
可那是我的头发。
But can you understand how much joy your very existence brought to me?
但是你能不能理解，你也能不能知道你的存在 your very existence. 你看他在这里加了一个 very existence.
Yeah, precisely your existence, your whole being.
Existence 是存在。Very, 你这样的一个存在呢，给我带来了多少的快乐？这一点你理解吗？
And can you understand how it felt when you stopped talking to me and won't let me talk to you in Chinese?
其实他的母亲一直在问孩子是不是能够理解、
mm-hmm.
当年母亲所忍受的这种痛苦。
Yeah.
因为如果他当时给孩子说的话，孩子肯定理解不了。
Yeah.
但是现在孩子已经 grow up, 肯定还是相当能理解一部分了。
Yeah, right now the kid is like grown up, so he can understand it better.
所以他连问了几个，好几个 ,do you understand? Can you understand? Can you understand how it feel when you stop talking to me and won't let me talk to you in Chinese? 你能不能理解当时你不再跟我说话，并且不让我用中文跟你说话的时，我的感受呢？
I felt I was losing everything all over again.
那个时候我的感觉就是啊，我觉得我又重新再一次的失去了一切。 Lose everything all over again.
Why won't you talk to me, son?
孩子，你为什么不想跟我说话呢？
The painMakes it hard to write.
The pain makes it hard to write. 这句话的意思是
The pain, like in my heart, like the heartbreak I feel because you don't speak to me, makes it very hard to write it down, to write down how much I love you, to write down like my feelings for you.Because I am so tormented by the fact that you hate me.
就是说这种痛苦呢，甚至是无法用文字表达的。这种痛苦就是一个母亲。
Yeah, it's the pain of a mother.
被孩子所伤害。
Yeah.
但是这个孩子呢，还不知道自己是做了什么而伤害了母亲。
Yeah, of course, he as a kid, he did not know any better. He did not understand what he was doing, basically.
因为他还处在一种懵懂的状态中嘛。
Mm-hmm.
他对人类这个情感还没有这种基本的共情的能力。
Following the creases.
还是那句熟悉的词语哈，叫 following the creases. 又沿着这个折痕啊。
I refolded the paper back into 老虎。
Refolded, 就是重新呢又把这张纸折回了老虎的形状。
I cradled him in the crook of my arm.
这一次是用了 cradle 这个词，紧紧地抱在臂弯里 ,in the crook of my arm. 这个短语也很好 ,crook, C-R-O-O-K.
Yeah, that's the corner that your arm makes at the elbow. So that's a crook. Like you make, like when you hold a baby, for example, you cradle the baby in your arm. So as you can see in the video, if you are on the video, then you can see my arm is now in a crook. So imagine you cradle something in there.
对，就是把它抱在那个臂膀形成的这个弯里，叫臂弯。
And as he purred, we began the walk home.
然后当他再次发出那个咕噜咕噜舒服的叫声的时候呢， we began the walk home. 我们开始呢朝着家的方向走去了。
哇、wow.
这篇短篇小说你说为什么会获奖？我觉得它真的是写出了很多人性当中啊至真至善至美的东西啊。
Yeah, this story contains so many recognizable themes, not only for American-born Chinese people like himself, but also for like everyone actually, I think. As a kid, you just do things you don't realize these are hurtful or like maybe embarrassing or maybe like making your parents feel very angry. Like you just do them because you don't know any better.
在今天的微信公众号的推送当中呢，我想给大家推送出这篇文章的全文、
mm-hmm.
啊，中文译文的全文，让大家去一窥全貌，来读一读这个故事。它是写了以亲情来写文化，衬托出一种历史的辛酸和现实的艰难。
Yeah, of course, today's story is also a shortened version. So if you want to read the entire piece, I would definitely suggest that. Because in there are more and more situations in which the mother's love towards the child came forward, which is for us adult readers very obvious, but for a little boy, that was not so obvious. On contrary, he thought it was like foolish and stupid. And why would mommy do it? Mommy just should do normal.
其实父母有的时候还是挺委屈的，因为孩子只有在长大了以后，在自己为人父母时，才能够充分的了解，甚至了解一部分父母对自己当年的付出是怎样的。
嗯哼，
是吧？而且我们小的时候真的想起来，小的时候确实是得罪过父母不少，他们都是默默的忍受了。
Yeah, yeah. Poor parents. Being a parent, like, never stops after your children grow up, I think.
同学们写到说，长大才知父母恩啊，这个故事之所以有些 sad, 就是因为中国人有句话叫做子欲养而亲不待。就是说当你明白这件事情以后，明白事理以后，如果母亲在，你还可以孝顺她，但是母亲已经不在了。
Yeah.Now, it is like, I was recently watching a movie, and a woman in that movie, she was a mother, and she was a really good mother. She was very devoted to her children, even though her children were really, like, a lot of mafan. She said, being a mother is like getting a tattoo on your face. You want to be fully committed to it. I thought that was, like, correct. Like, that's what makes a good mom, I think. So...Like this mother, obviously, she is so committed to her son. Even though her son is treating her really bad, she still sticks with him because she understands why he rejects her, but it also hurts her. And she's afraid that once she died, her son still doesn't know her real feelings for him because she could never express it to him. Because if she started talking Chinese, he would get mad. So...Now she wrote that letter, he read the letter, so that gives some comfort.
这个故事呢，让我们每个人重新去思考自己和父母之间的关系。
Mm-hmm. 嗯，
留给了我们深深的思索。好，我们今天的课堂讲解部分就到这里。感谢大家的收听和谢谢朱迪老师的讲解。
Thank you all for listening.
我们下次再见。
See you next time.
A sweet melody to the very last refrain.